space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Rhyme.
Entries in.
Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Bye.
what I mean, Fred? You died. There's no reason for it. You gotta go sometime.
Oh, Extinction!
Yeah.
the ringing of a session hunt. Listen to the noise on the battery tape deck. A Judas train wreck, anonymous suspect. Hovering in carbon monoxide cremations. Loners must away inside of vacant locations. Think tanks empty, international dream back. Plugging my reactor to the fallout zone. The enemy story is a lot like mine. And if you get to the point, then you know better than I.
Dark star, back in eyes that's closer.
Elevate organically.
My pin like a
turntable all moves mechanically. Even when the groove shifts or skips dramatically, I accurately etch out my well-defined fantasy. Across the skyline colored with sound, I move into position like a cumulus cloud. Acid rain slang still a part of my MO since my first demo. Known to soak instrumentals with brainstorms, capable of breaking the calm, created by strange tongues that praise the norm. But while they make a living giving false testimony, I was in and blessed the ceremony with an exercise, an exorcism. First I ride the rhythm, then I spit a venomous open mic sermon for the trifermin that had a hard time learning how to properly prepare for the final frontier.
We're here.
The final frontier. Organically escaping out of milk crates with modern day tragedies are lost verse or grooves you could have looped first, but refuse to do the work when the whistle blew. So in a world dominated by the digital, the metronome I listen to beats inside of my chest and speeds up with the level of stress. It's built to last, but analog at best in just another measurement of time served. My lifeline swerve kind of like a sine curve. Time blurs during my breakneck ascent to apex and then slows during my lows. Always exposed, but I'm inspired by the front rows. They're the reason I'm prepared for the final frontier.
We're here.
The final frontier. We're here. The final frontier.
Shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed.
I know your friends
come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. Three points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love is released till morning. Let's desolate. Stones along my love, and give along my heart. Three guns and one goes off. One's empty, one's not quick enough. One burn, one red, one red. Sets of grains while the candle spins. Chunks of you will sit down to seals. Blubber rich in morning. I'll mash you up, yes, I know, so love away. But it's fair to say, you will still haunt me. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points for two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back.
Let's
isolate.
Think I'm just gonna hand over my show to you, Doom? Have you lost your fucking mind? Listen, I'm not gonna hand my show over to you. You know why? Because it's my show. Mine, not yours. Space Ghost. It ain't Doom Coast to Coast. Yeah, yeah, sure. Here are the keys to the show. Why don't you drive for a while? Yeah, America's craving some Doom. Here you go.
Step off the landing. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, AOS, over.
Houston, Columbia,
9-8,
over.
Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. They're setting up the flag now. I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
That's all right, I don't mind a bit.
They've got the flag up now, and you can see the stars and stripes on the lunar
flag.
Are
you getting a TV picture now, Houston?
Neil, yes, we are getting a TV picture. You're in our field of view now.
I'd like to evaluate the various paces that a person can traveling on the lunar surface. You do have to be...
Yeah.
nothing bigger or older than the universe. The questions I would like to talk about are: 1. Where did we come from? How did the universe come into being? Are we alone in the universe? Is there alien life out there? What is the future of the human race? Up until the 1920s, everyone thought the universe was essentially static and unchanging in time. Then it was discovered that the universe was expanding. Distant galaxies were moving away from us. This meant they must have been closer together in the past. If we extrapolate back, we find they must have all been on top of each other about 15 billion years ago. This was the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe. But was there anything before the Big Bang? If not, what created the universe? Why did the universe emerge from the Big Bang the way it did? We used to think that the theory of the universe could be divided into two parts. First, there were the laws like Maxwell's equations and general relativity that determine the evolution of the universe, given its state over all space at one time. And second, there was the question of the initial state of the universe. We have made good progress on the first part, and now have the knowledge of the laws of evolution in all but the most extreme conditions, but until recently, we have had little idea about the initial conditions for the universe. However, this division into laws of evolution and initial conditions depends on time and space being separate and distinct. Under extreme conditions, general relativity and quantum theory allow time to behave like another dimension of space. This removes the distinction between time and space, and means the laws of evolution can also determine the initial state. The universe can spontaneously create itself out of nothing. Moreover, we can calculate the probabilities that the universe is created in different states. These predictions are in excellent agreement with observations by the WMAP satellite of the cosmic microwave background, which is an imprint of the very early universe. We think we have solved the mystery of creation. Maybe we should patent the universe and charge everyone royalties for their existence. I now turn to the second big question: are we alone, or is there other life in the universe? We believe that life arose spontaneously on the Earth, so it must be possible for life to appear on other suitable planets, of which there seem to be a large number in the galaxy. But we don't know how life first appeared. We have two pieces of observational evidence on the probability of life appearing. The first is that we have fossils of algae from 3.5 billion years ago. The Earth was formed 4.6 billion years ago, and was probably too hot for about the first half billion years. So life appeared on Earth within half a billion years of it being possible, which is short compared to the 10 billion year lifetime of a planet of Earth type. This suggests that the probability of life appearing is recently high. If it was very low, one would have expected it to take most of the 10 billion years available. On the other hand, we don't seem to have been visited by aliens. I am discounting reports of UFOs. Why would they appear only to cranks and weirdos? If there is a government conspiracy to suppress the reports and keep for itself the scientific knowledge the aliens bring, it seems to have been a singularly ineffective policy so far. Furthermore, despite an extensive search by the SETI project, we haven't heard any alien television quiz shows. This probably indicates that there are no alien civilizations at our stage of development, within a radius of a few hundred light years. Issuing an insurance policy against abduction by aliens seems a pretty safe bet. This brings me to the last of the big questions, the future of the human race. If we are the only intelligent beings in the galaxy, we should make sure we survive and continue. But we are entering an increasingly dangerous period of our history. Our population and our use of the finite resources of planet Earth are growing exponentially, along with our technical ability to change the environment for good or ill. But our genetic code still carries the selfish and aggressive instincts that were of survival advantage in the past. It will be difficult enough to avoid disaster in the next 100 years, let alone the next 1,000 or 1,000,000. Our only chance of long-term survival is not to remain inward-looking on planet Earth, but to spread out into space. The answers to these big questions show that we have made remarkable progress in the last 100 years. But if we want to continue beyond the next 100 years, our future is in space. That is why I'm in favor of manned, or should I say, personed, space flight. All my life, I have sought to understand the universe and find answers to these questions. I have been very lucky that my disability has not been a serious handicap. Indeed, it has probably given me more time than most people to pursue the quest for knowledge. The ultimate goal is a complete theory of the universe, and we are making good progress. I think it quite likely that we are the only civilization within several hundred light years. Otherwise, we would have heard radio waves. The alternative is that civilizations don't last very long, but destroy themselves.
Taste me. man's a creature as plain as can be.
Yeah.
He's not as unique as you or me. His body comes in lots of different shapes.
Uh-huh.
They say his relatives were chimps and apes. But if you take my advice for what it's worth,
yeah.
You could be happy there on Earth.
Thank you for listening.
Rhyme.
And treason.